Hi, friends. We are coming to you live from Boerne, Texas, where tonight the Wimberley Texans are on the road to face the Boerne Greyhounds. I'm Mike Blackwell. Great having you along, as always, on the Sun Radio Sports Network, KOWO 104.1 FM, wimberleyradio.org. The Sun Radio app, we are all over the place, and it's awesome to be able to bring you tonight's football game on a gorgeous, gorgeous night in Central Texas. And speaking of awesome and gorgeous, we certainly should have an awesome game for you tonight. Wimberley is 4-1 on the season. Greyhounds are also 4-1. Mike Dormady's team brings an explosive offense, and you know about Doug Warren's Texans. Certainly, we are going to have some fun tonight in Boerne. It's the last non-district game for both teams. The final tune-up before the second season district play will begin next week. Let's be sure and thank our sponsors before we get started tonight. Our game is being brought to you by Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Seton Medical Center Hayes, AMM Collision Center in Dripping Springs, Wimberley Ace Hardware, Blanco National Bank of Wimberley, Hayes City Store, Cypress Creek Cafe, A Studio Z Graphics, and Dripping Springs Charles Schwab agent Brian Carpenter. Scores and highlights, of course, will be provided once again courtesy of Eric Willis and Natural Development. Also, a reminder, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. That's 512-965-9969. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with my partner, Jared Robinson. After this brief timeout, you are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for Wimberley Texan football comes from Communicare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org. Everyone at Communicare wishes all the best to the Texans on a great season. Support for Wimberley Texan football coverage on WimberleyRadio.com comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. The staff and volunteers at Seton Medical Center Hayes in Kyle wish all the best to the Texans on a great season. Go Texans!
Well, back at Boerne High School, I'm with our own Mick Jagger of the Sun Radio Sports Network, Mr. Jared Robinson. And Jared, welcome into the fray here tonight. Gorgeous, perfect, you couldn't ask for a better night of for football here tonight. These two teams both 4-1 coming in. We ought to have a good one, do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, man. We're getting ready to start me up here with the with the football game. We got the Boerne Greyhounds coming out of the tunnel on our right side here. Texans helmet on the left-hand side. Cheerleaders lined up. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful night for football. Got a nice little air-conditioned area you and I are in.
So nice.
You know, of course, they put us in the probably one of the nicest ones of the year on the nicest night of the year.
Oh, so, I know. You can't beat this.
That's the way it works, I guess, though. But we'll take it.
I was able to get here a little early and do some walking downtown. Boy, Boerne's a nice place. It'd be a nice place to hang out.
It's a pretty cool place. My one of the gentlemen that I used to work with brought me and my wife and some people that were worked with us there in Dripping Springs, and we had a chance to come over here and spend a weekend and got to walk around,
really?
And see everything. And yeah, it was a great time. We had a real good time with it. It's a wonderful little town. It's kind of, you know, really realistically from Wimberley. Those of you guys who are listening, it's really only, you know, an hour and 15 minutes, an hour away from us. It didn't take me long at all to get over here. So. Nice little drive as I got here a little early too and drove up and down the roads, and looks like some pretty cool little restaurants and some other establishments, we will call them, and looks like a pretty cool little place.
Boy, and the facilities here is really nice. It's kind of an all-purpose facility. You can run a track meet. You can play a soccer match. You can do just about anything you want to do here at Boerne Stadium with the artificial surface is nice and soft and gives a little bit for those young knees and joints out there. So This is really a nice facility here tonight for Doug Warren's team. You know, doing a little prep before the game this week, Jared, I was looking at their stats. These Greyhounds, they got a lot of people on offense that can hurt you. Colton Poole, the running back, he's averaging six-plus yards a carry. Ryan Hart, another running back, averaging more than 6 yards a carry. Four TDs for Poole. The quarterback, Brooks Klutz, looks like he's a good one. Texans are going to have to be on their A game as far as defensive football here tonight.
Yeah, and I think really from just kind of looking at it very briefly, it looks like they're going to probably put the ball in the air a little bit too. Their rushing yards, I think, was around like 75, 80 yards a game. Their passing yards, obviously, quite a bit more than that. With it being their homecoming tonight here, I forgot to get you a mum or a garter.
That's right. You did that again.
2 weeks. I mean, what is this, 2 weeks
Come
in a row?
On. I know. We had Wimberly's homecoming last week.
Yeah.
You know, you're talking about their passing game. A couple of their receivers have some pretty good numbers, too. I know Carter Snelling, 17 catches for over 200 yards, and Douglas Hodo, 14 catches for 223 yards. I think, now this will show you how old I am. Douglas Hodo, the young man who plays for Bernie, I believe that he is the son of someone who I went to school with and played baseball for UT. Back in the 80s, a fellow by the name of Doug Hodo.
Hey,
and
hey.
He was a third baseman for the Longhorns. And how many Doug Hodos do you know?
Yeah,
he's got to be kin to him. And so at any rate, I am old. If the question is, are you old, Mike? The answer is absolutely, without question.
It's wise and knowledge.
Wise and knowledge. All I know is I'm broadcasting a game with the kid of somebody I went to college with. So I don't know. Well, it's better than the alternative. I mean, I woke up and I was breathing in and out.
Absolutely.
I guess that's worth something. Stay with us, everybody. We're waiting for the refs and waiting for the teams to run out onto the field. We'll be back after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberly Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at wimberlyace.com.
Wimberly Texans run out onto the field tonight. We are in Bernie in the heart of the Central Texas rolling hills. Texans on the far sideline come out in their visiting white-on-white uniforms with the navy blue helmets, of course. As we await the entrance of the Bernie Greyhounds. It's kind of a cool mascot. I kind of like that.
Look at what they're bringing out. The American flag, the Texas flag. And
come and take it.
Come and take it.
How about that?
Homecoming night for them. You know they're pumped up, excited, ready to go.
Weather should not be a factor here tonight. I don't think we're getting much wind at all, Jared. Certainly nothing's going to fall from the sky.
No, it looks like it's going to be a pretty clear night. Lights are turned on here, and like you said, there's some extra lines on the field here. I'm a little concerned. The soccer lines are yellow, so hopefully that'll help us out a little bit.
On the far side, of course, the captain's getting ready to come out for the Texans. It looks like Ben Garza, along with Eddie Warner and Davin Masur, will come out as a captain for the Texans tonight as well. For Bernie, it's going to be Carter Snelling, one of those wide receivers I talked about. Will McClure is coming out, along with Hayden Lovata and Andrew Cannell. So those are the captains for the Greyhounds. They are in their purple and gray sort of charcoal pants, purple tops, purple helmets and white lettering and white piping down their pants.
Mike, I got to say, the young man in between them is number 27, but I don't believe that that's the running back Ryan Hart, the junior.
No,
I think that,
I don't think so.
If anybody knows the story, if anybody from Bernie is listening, I'd love to hear the story on why he this young man that's out there with him. Obviously, there's some significance to it. So
walks out there with the captains, yeah. A young guy about. It's like 5 or 6 years old, maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's excited. He's got his green tennis shoes on. Look at those things. Holy moly.
Texans have won the toss. They have elected to receive. Doug Warren seems to have been pretty good on winning tosses lately. I think this is the third or fourth toss that they've won, and they will be moving left to right in your mind's eye here tonight from Bernie. Great having you along on the Sun Radio Sports Network, and now... Well, let's go ahead and throw it out to the field for the playing by the Bernie. Actually, it looks like we've got a choir who's going to sing our national anthem. Whatever the case, let's throw it out to the field and let you enjoy.
Texas flag bearer cadet Christopher Sheldon. Texas flag guard cadet Ryan Server.
And what a nice job by that Bernie choir. Awesome.
And I'll tell you, you know, you've been on this mascot kick here recently, you know.
Yeah, I've noticed
him. The Lampasas Badger, we've got the Greyhound. Not only do we have a Greyhound, he is in the middle of the choir down there.
How about that? You don't see a singing Greyhound every day.
I'm thinking that they could sell tickets for that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right as we await the color guard moving off the field to our left. Great crowd on this side of the stadium, Jared, and certainly a good good showing by the Wimberley folks on the far sideline as well.
Well, and it's going to be a big game for them. I mean, obviously they know going into it that they've got a good team this year. The record shows it, and anytime your record starts getting a little bit better and a little bit better, the buzz starts coming. Hopefully people are out there listening to us, I encourage, again, I've said it several times, I encourage you guys that are out there listening to us. Tonight I've got my iPad sitting here next to me with the Twitter. I believe it's at Texans Radio. So y'all send us a tweet, I guess is what they would call it. Let us know where you're at, where you're listening from. And sounds like we're ready to play some football here in Bernie, Texas.
Yeah, definitely let us know. We've got everybody from Perth, Australia to New Hampshire listening to us. Louisiana. Shout out to all our peeps.
That's it. That's
What's
it.
What's up?
Well, you know, I would like to say that doing the radio, I have now learned what time it is in Australia when we do a game.
Was it about 12 hours difference, right? It's about 7:30 in the morning or 10?
No, it was 10. I believe it's around 10, 9:30. Right now, probably
9:30 in the morning?
Somewhere. Yeah, on Saturday morning. So there's a gentleman in who used to play for Wimberley, and awkwardly enough, Lynn Thompson, I'm in a fantasy football league with him, which, by the way, if anybody's listening from that league, I really appreciate y'all whooping up on me all the time. But Lynn is in Guam, and so I looked earlier, and it was 8:30 in the morning, so it's probably pretty close to the same time there.
So, was he listening to us from Guam?
I don't know if he is or not. If he's not, he needs to be.
Well, find that out.
Everybody needs to be listening to us.
Wilson Herbst is going to kick things off for Bernie. Left-footed kicker. As the waft of smoke from the barbecue pit on the far sideline drifts into the sky.
I'm not going to lie and tell you that I didn't see that and smell it.
I actually enjoyed some Bernie barbecue earlier tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Nice of me to ask you to join me, huh?
I really appreciate that. You know, I see where the love comes from.
I guess I should.
You know what? I didn't buy you a mom or a garter.
Well,
I mean,
see, that'll teach you. It was comfort food because my feelings were hurt.